One is local activism. That's a big thing. You've big activists getting out there. What is your definition of local activism, and how would you describe doing that? Say someone wants to possibly become an activist, what would your advice be to them? So definition, description.
I've never thought of a definition on activism, but I think activism can be anything. It can be just talking to your neighbors. Like right now, climate change is such an important issue, and people don't talk to each other about it. They're afraid to talk about it because it's kind of taboo. And so I think that the first place that people want should start is talking to your neighbors. And if you feel like you're right about something and you've researched it, if your neighbor doesn't agree, don't let that stop you. Keep going. Keep going and be an advocate for what you want. And it's not always comfortable. Sometimes it's really uncomfortable. But and people will say, "Oh, that's too political." Everything in our lives is political. There's politics between husbands and wives and your children and
Can't escape
everything.
it. It's
It's you cannot escape it, just embrace it and try to learn how to navigate it and weigh in where you need to. So, I think a activism is a really, really big word, and it can be anything from trying to get a dog park or your sidewalk fixed. And there are some incredible activists in Denton. They really show up at the city, or they used to. They would show up at the city and let them hear their voices. And now we actually have some city council members who embrace that and encourage it.
Interesting. What about you going about activism? Do you have like any advice for any future activists? How do you start becoming an activist? You just do it, or is there any education involved, training?
Anybody can be an activist. You just jump in. I just started learning about fracking and writing about it on a blog, what I would learn. It was like my file cabinet, but it was out there, and somehow people found me and they had the same experiences, and that's how I got started. So just start learning about whatever it is you're interested in and start talking about it. Writing letters to the local paper is a tremendous thing to do. It actually changes people's minds. And that's one thing we did with the fracking ban. We had letter writers. We had a committee of letter writers, and they would just crank out letters. And somebody could say, "I want to write a letter about this. This is my topic." And they would help them word it and give it to them to submit. So we had letters all the time in the paper. It's really effective. Just little things like that.
Showing up to like meetings and stuff,
Council
government meetings,
meetings. Council meetings, I mean, go to the school board meetings. You will probably be horrified at what happens there. Go to the school board meetings and just sit there. You may be the only person sitting there at a school board meeting, but go.
I can relate. I've been to a few of them in my
Yeah.
time.
I mean, I have been when I was the only person sitting there,
Wow.
time after time after time. Go to all the meetings, get involved in your city, because if you don't, things are going to pass you by. So you should have a voice.